At the hearing and in court filings, Pennsylvania Attorney General Shapiro argued the Trump administration violated the APA, Administrative Procedures Act, by issuing the rules without any prior notice and opportunity for public comment. So now, isn't that funny? President can order the bombing and the killing of anyone across the planet that he wants to. Doesn't have to have any open public opinion or comment on it. But to save the life of soon-to-be-born American citizens? Nah. Killing goes on apace. Right? Killing goes on apace. 844-527-8723. The babies that would have been born might have been protected by Trump's order. And they're gone. What do you mean? They're gone. They're dead. They've been killed. They've been aborted. What do you have to get an order? Sorry. Executive order's been violated. They're gone. Editing a episode of South Park. Continuing. Because Shapiro sought a preliminary injunction to prevent the government from enforcing the exemptions, pending a full trial on Pennsylvania's claims, he needed to establish four factors. There's some legalese nonsense in here, and I don't want to get into it because you get a sidetracked from the point. The point is the baby killing has been made constitutional now. It is now constitutionally it's not just protected, it's now mandated. You have to consent. You have to pay. Now, this is going to bring Mary Eberstadt's essay from yesterday about secularization, about the new religion that the West is truly facing. It's not competition and live and let live for Christianity. It is no. There can be no Christianity. There's not going to be any Christianity. Can't, because our religion says that baby killing must continue. It's part of their sacrificial rites now. Minister Church, you're just trying to scare people. Hey, I made it out of the womb. Don't be scared for me. I'm not trying to scare anyone that's alive. Trying to warn about souls. They're going to be sentenced to limbo. Or whatever it is that God in his infinite mercy does with those poor souls that he granted to parents, cooperated in the marital act, most of them outside of marriage. Do you see how one sin cries out to heaven for justice and then is compounded by another sin that truly cries out to heaven for vengeance? There's four of them. Murder is one. Killing babies, that's murder. Sodomy is another. Depriving a man of wages that he has earned is a third. And a fourth is publicly causing a public scandal by intentional deceit. Those are the four sins that cry out to heaven for vengeance. Almost all four of them are now legal. Now part of the Constitution, we're told. It's okay, though. Don't worry. We got an election coming up, 2018. You just wait. We're going to get more Republicans in here. Yeah, sure you are. So here's what Jacobs, the guy you heard interviewing Senator Lamar Alexander, said or wrote about what Judge Beetlejuice has done here. Had Beetlejuice stopped in her first 2 points, her opinion would have merited little attention beyond the outcome, a temporary blocking of the interim rules. Trump administration could have appealed that narrow legal question. Although because administrative law is so complicated, it's hard to forecast the likely outcome. Or it could have reissued the rules following notice and an opportunity for comment. But that's not what happened. But she didn't. Instead, In her 44-page opinion, Judge Beetlejuice, real name Beetlestone, concluded the Trump administration. Now listen to this. This is why I decided to start this show off with this topic today, because it's important. We're about to welcome the Christ child Sunday evening at midnight, turn into Monday morning. If he were to be born to the Holy Family in America, he'd be a hardship poverty case, and they may force Mother Mary into a Planned Parenthood clinic. Of course, he would prevent that, but instead, in her 44-page opinion, Beetlejuice concluded the Trump administration lacked the authority under the ACA to exempt employers from its birth control, abortifacient, and sterilization mandate. Underscore that word, mandate. What does that mean? That means that it is not an optional part of the law. It is a must-carry part of the law. Hobby Lobby don't have a choice anymore. Those cases are going to go back to judges and friendlier courts, and Hobby Lobby is going to be told, sorry, pal, you will provide abortifacient services and contraception for your employees in your health insurance plan, or we're going to sue you, we're going to fine you, and we're going to put you out of business. Now, I think that Hobby Lobby will probably just close the tent. It'll fold up. It'll say, no, I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it. There's a dividing line that's forming here. The white martyrs are on the right side of this. The cowards, the baby killers, are on the other. There's no other way to put this. The time for nuancing words is over. It's either get spring into action, separate ourselves from that authority, which no one's going to do, or start telling people exactly what it is that's going on. Get your friend, your neighbor to admit. Tape them on your iPhone with your voice memo service. Tape them. So you're okay with going to work tomorrow, being taxed by this federal money. Hell, you don't even have to do that. Go pump some gasoline, some petrol. You just paid a federal excise tax. You're okay with a portion of that tax being used to murder the soon-to-be-born. You're okay with that. Oh, and you're pro-life. Well, it's none of my opinion. But admit our neighbor, please. I don't have any principles. I mean, not any real ones. But admit our church, you'd be shaming people. They ought to be ashamed. What pride could you possibly take in this?